So the reading for this morning is from John chapter 17 and verses 6 to 19. And you can find it on page 1085 in the Bibles. Jesus prays for his disciples. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believe that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that Scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I'm still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I've given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you make them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified.
Well, good morning, everybody. What a pleasure it is to be here. Thank you for letting me come and to share and to tell you all about our work in Colombia, but more importantly than that, to share God's word. You know, before I do that, I'm just going to tell you a quick little story of, you know, life is, there's no 2 days ever the same when you have 185 children. And we have 185 children that are currently helping. You know, we took in a little boy called Leandro. And Leandro is 4 years old, and he's just absolutely full of love in his heart and joy, and he's always laughing and smiling, and he has a cleft palate, and he isn't able to speak very clearly, and a lot of the time you can't understand him, but boy, through his actions, he lets you know the joy in his heart, you know, and he's just had so many hugs and so much love to share. You know, the other day, he came running down the corridor, and I was stood there in our laundry room. And, you know, our laundry room works about 7 or 8 hours a day. I'm telling you, it never ends. And, you know, he came running down and he looks at me, he goes, I've got a present for you. And he had his hand closed like this. And he says to me, put your hand out. And so I kind of put my hand out, you know, and you're kind of watching with one eye, you know, what's he going to put in my hand? And he opens his hand and he's got a square of chocolate in there, in his filthy hand. And it's half melted. And he kind of goes like this on my hand. And then he looks at me and he goes. And I kind of go, Lord bless this chocolate, no disease in it. You know, but it was just a moment of joy for him that he wanted to give a gift to me, which I thought was incredible, you know. So anyway, just a little story of something that happens at our home. Let's get into the word. Praise God, we are having our 30th anniversary. We have great reason to praise God for that. 30 for children's vision and 15 for New Hope for Children. And I want to thank all of you for helping and supporting us and praying for us and encouraging us in everything that we're doing with our children in Colombia. You know, God has been amazing. He's helped to save these children from the absolute slavery of poverty. He has guided with wisdom. He's protected. He's made use of all of our skills. He's in every way looked after us. He's given us strength, health, and favor. He's been amazing in every way. You know, I just want to give you a bit of background to John 17. It was probably one of the greatest recorded prayers ever in the Bible. And it's this incredible snippet that we can see of how Jesus prayed. You know, it's an incredible thing to be able to see the heart of the Son and what was important to him to pray about. Now, you know, Jesus was about to be betrayed. He would be crucified. He would die. He would rise again. He would bring the victory over death and sin. You know, in a sense, this prayer actually was a prayer of the victory that was coming. He split it into three bits. He prayed for himself, he prayed for his disciples, and then he prayed for all of those who would come to know him and love him as Savior. I want to look specifically at the middle bit today because this was his prayer for his group of people that were chosen for a specific purpose. And I want to ask you a question today. Maybe you're already living out a special calling and specific purpose that the Lord has called you to. Or maybe the Lord is going to be calling you to something new in these weeks and months ahead. And I want you to have in mind that as you take up that calling, what Jesus is praying for you, probably the same things that he prayed for his disciples. You know, they were going to face incredible challenges. And Jesus knew, he knew what he was going to pray and ask of the Father for them. So let's take a look at these verses, if you have your Bibles open. John 17, verse 6. John 17, verse 6. And the first call was a call to manifest God's name. Was a call to demonstrate the Lord. John 17, verse 6 says, I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. You know, when I read that, I think of our children. We have received these children that the Lord is taking out of the world, out of the difficult, terrible situations that they have been living in, out of poverty and hunger and mistreatment and violence and drug gangs and all of those things. And he's bringing them to a place where his name is manifested. You know, what does manifest mean? It means to demonstrate. We're called to demonstrate as Jesus demonstrated the name of the Lord. Compassion, understanding, healing, correction, forgiveness, love, determination. More than ever before, as believers, we're called to manifest the name of the Lord, to live out what we believe in our heart. It's so important that we do that even more today. You know, Paul clearly understood this. In Corinthians 3:3, Paul is writing to the Corinthians. He writes, clearly you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone as it was with the Ten Commandments with Moses, but on tablets of flesh, that is the heart. You know, for our children, we're called to demonstrate our belief in Jesus. And as believers, we're called to do that. And the verse also in John clearly suggests, as it is in the second part of this verse, that we have a responsibility to our children, in our case, to make sure that they continue to walk with the Lord. You know, some do, and some don't. When our children leave the foundation, what I'm sure of is that they know the word of God in their heart. And then some come back to it later on. You know, Marjorie was one of our girls who came to the foundation many years ago as a little girl. And she grew up in the foundation. She left her foundation. She now is in a stable relationship. And she got pregnant. And she was praising God for this baby that was growing within her. And she went to one of her appointments. And they said, "We have some really not good news for you. That the baby is growing in the fallopian tubes. And not where it should be." They said, "You know, eventually you'll have to have an abortion because all the baby's life is at great risk. Your life is at great risk. There's no other way." And Marjorie said she had lived in a place that had fought for children all of her childhood. And she began to pray over that baby, and she didn't tell anybody what was going on. And she prayed over that baby, and she prayed over that baby, and she prayed over that baby. And eventually there came a time where the baby had to come out. And that baby didn't die. And it wasn't aborted. And they took the baby out as a cesarean section. You know, and it was about, 6.5, 7 months along in the pregnancy. And the baby didn't breathe, and she was hemorrhaging terribly. And the baby didn't breathe. And the baby didn't breathe. And the doctor that was in the birthing room was a believer. And he took that baby and he prayed for it. And just as they were about to declare it as dead, it gave out this big cry. And God put the breath of life, as Genesis tells us. You know, that baby made it. And the mom made it too. And she manifested her belief and faith in Jesus. I thought that was incredible. It blew me away. She said, "I remembered everything that you taught us of the word of God." Incredible. You know, John 17, verses 7 to 8 tells us, "Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you." This is Jesus speaking about the disciples, praying for the disciples. "For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me." You know, we are called to demonstrate, manifest our belief in Jesus. We're called to share God's word. Why? So that others would believe that he was sent by God to be our savior. Marjorie said, "Boy, did people believe that day in the birthing room that the Lord had done a miracle." You know, in John 14, Jesus had already confirmed it. He'd said, "Do you," John 14 verses 10 to 11, he said, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works." I want our children to know that it is the Lord who is doing the work. We just took in a boy called Smith from a gang area in the city. And his mom desperately asked for help. And he's 15 years old and he's hardly ever been to school. And he went into sixth grade. You know, with children much younger than him. And even our staff questioned it and they said, "Why are you taking in this child from a gang family, from violence, from he's witnessed killings? Why? Could he bring drugs to the home? Violence? What is it? What's..." But we just felt with all of our heart that he was supposed to come and be part of the foundation. I'm telling you, the Lord has been manifesting his name in that boy's heart and changing his life. And you know, I can stand here today and say we're almost at the end of the school year, and on his last school report, he was in fifth place in his class. A boy who's had hardly any education. He's making it. The Lord is helping him. He's going to pass his school year. And you know, now we're talking about every year, we're going to do him 2 years in one to get him back to where he should be. And his aggression has come down. His language has changed. And God is changing his heart. Praise the Lord for that, through the power of the word. You know, we are called to be at one with God. So this was the second thing that Jesus prayed for his disciples, to be at one with him. It says in John 17, verse 9, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, although we did care about the world, but this specific prayer was for the disciples. He said, I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. Jesus knew that soon they would confront great things, difficult things. Their 3 years with Jesus would be over. Their training was done. They would confront his crucifixion, his ascension. Jesus wouldn't be physically with them to help them in the special calling that they had, and they would need the Holy Spirit. But Jesus gives the answer in verse 10. And this is the answer. He said, all mine are yours, and yours are mine, he's saying to the Father. And I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, although he was in the world, but his mindset was now not in the world. He was focusing on what was to come. And he said, but these are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep them through your name, those you have given me, that they may be one as we are. There's the answer, to be one with the Lord. His mindset was, he was going, he had gone. But his call for his disciples, his prayer, was to be at one with the Lord, as Jesus and the Holy Spirit is one with the Lord. You know, sometimes we have major decisions to make, and I actually find the major decisions sometimes are easier than the smaller ones. It's really not difficult. The Lord shows, the Lord guides, tells, asks. The answer is to obey. You know, the Lord calls, we obey. The Lord calls, we obey. It's really actually not that difficult. You know, we just finished our new Blessings building back there in 2021. And believe you me, we were not looking for a new building project. Truly, I say that, we were not. You know, and one of our donors from the US came to us and he said, so have you been thinking about it? He'd come down to Colombia. The first time he'd come to visit us. And he came to Colombia, he said, have you been thinking about it? We said, thinking about what? He said, well, your vision is 5 homes, a school and a medical unit. It was always that. You have 4 homes. Have you been thinking about the last home? And we said, well, no, quite frankly, no, we haven't. And he said, well, I have. He said, I want to see this vision completed. He said, today I'm going to give you a matching grant. And he said, if you can match this grant by the 31st of December, it will be enough to buy your final home. We said, praise God. Wow, we weren't looking, but the Lord called, and so we obey. Praise God for that provision. That dream that the Lord put in Janine's heart more than 30 years ago will be fulfilled. And God is doing a miracle right now. You know, as we go on to verse 13, Jesus joins being at one with joy. At one with the Lord with joy. It says that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. And as I was reading this the other day, the Lord, he said, look, follow me. And although you'll go through difficult times and challenges, you'll see me at work. And that is reason for great joy. Do you see how the Lord joins that being at one with him with joy? I love to see the Lord at work. It brings me the most incredible joy that I couldn't even begin to explain to you. George, one of our boys in Colombia has grown up with us since a little boy. And I love to see joy in our children. He's 17, he graduates in December. He loves the Lord with all of his heart, and he's been praying about university. And you know, I don't know if it's because we've done quite a few building projects, but we have a whole group of kids that want to be stuff in the building trade, you know? And among that, architects. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to be an architect. And we said, we don't have the answer and we don't know how it'll happen, but the Lord does. Unbeknown to me, in May, a group of people came from Northern Ireland to our foundation and they sat talking to him. And they were asking him what he wanted to do. And he said, I want to be an architect. You know, they prayed about it for a few days and they came to me and we sat down at the table with him, and I got to be sat at the table when they told him he would go to university and they were going to make it a possibility for him. You know, he could not breathe with the overwhelming joy. He loves the Lord and has followed the Lord and has gone through many challenges, but the Lord has brought him great joy. So praise God for that. Keep close to the word was the third thing. Keep close to the word. This is a really great, like, Jesus giving us a plan to come through challenges. Keep close to the word. John 17, 14 to 16 makes it clear the world will hate the disciples and that they must remain in the world, although not be of the world. We're facing this same situation in Colombia, here in the UK, in many countries around the world. We are called to be, to manifest God's powerful name. Jesus asks that God will keep them from the evil one. What's the solution? The solution Jesus gives again in the prayer, John 17, verses 17 to 19. Jesus gives the solution. He tells them, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. Jesus' work, the victory of the cross, was about to be done. And that was the way that their heart was to be transformed and kept walking on a right path, was through knowing the word of God. You know, we've been preparing our children for the world outside. And we tell them, everything you hear, you compare it to the word. You compare it to the word. If you want to know it's right, you compare it to the word. That's how you know. That brings discernment. And you know the word in your heart. You know, Alexander, one of our boys, we interviewed him for the video that I'm about to show you. What do you most love about life at Children's Vision? He said two things. He said, firstly, I love it here because here I learned to pray. That blew me away. Praise God for that. You know, and the bit that I'm going to show you on the video, because we just took clips out of his interview, and he said, in my house, they used lots of bad language. His family, who comes from a very poor situation, and he said, they used lots of bad language. And then he said, but that's not good. You know, the Lord is sanctifying, changing his heart through the power and the truth of the word. And that was Jesus's prayer for his disciples, to keep them walking on the right path with him. So today I want to show you a little bit of our DVD and let you see what we've been doing. I'm not going to talk through the DVD as I normally do. This is a fully narrated DVD. For our 30th anniversary, it was done by a friend of ours. Normally Janine does the DVDs. And so it just comes fully narrated. So that's what we're going to go with this morning. Okay, thank you.
Welcome to Children's Vision. My name is Janine Tiki Sanderson. I'm president and founder.
Hi, this is Richard Sanderson from Children's Vision in Bogota, Colombia.
When I left the United States and I had came to Colombia, I found small children living in the trash, and I found children that were hungry, and I found a world that was so far from anything that I had ever lived. And after I found a tiny little baby living in the trash, bitten by rats, I called my family and I said, I don't know how to rescue a street child. I don't know how to save a baby. I don't know what to do. And my parents, Henry and Ann Tiki, both unanimously said, Janine, do whatever you have to do. Help, whatever you have to do, just help. And out of that was birthed Children's Vision. Children's Vision International Incorporated, October 6, 1993.
You know, we have lots of special memories, lots of incredible things to give thanks to the Lord for. But I think the most important thing and the most special thing for me has just been the day today. It's been rescuing a child from a really hard situation. It's been bringing them to a place where they have food to eat every day. It's been every day investing into their lives, correcting the things that go wrong, helping them to be disciplined, helping them to learn habits, helping them to learn how to work hard and the importance of working hard, helping them to know how to love and how to be loved.
Lo que más me gusta es la comida. Que la fundación es muy bonita y que ayuda mucho a los niños.
Porque nos dan un alimento y tenemos una cama para dormir.
Porque siento que estoy protegida, que tengo una estabilidad.
La comida, los juguetes, las tortas, la cama.
Acá los enseña mucho de Dios. Allá en mi casa dicen muchas groserías, entonces eso no es bueno.
He aprendido a valorar a mis compañeros, a ser amistosa, a compartir las cosas que tengo.
Lo más especial de este lugar es que me encanta estar acá y que me ayudan mucho. Y que la fundación me da cosas que alguna vez yo no pude tener.
Siento que socializo un poco más y siento que acá me brindan mucho amor.
And when you start this incredible dream, people ask you, who are you going to help and what are you going to do and how are you going to do it? And the truth was, we didn't know. But we had this desire, and I knew that if God placed a dream in my heart, He would make it happen. And we started to raise funds, and people gave money for our very first brick, and one brick, and two bricks, and it became a home. And from a home, children began to arrive. And one by one, we filled a bedroom, and we had so many children, we didn't know what to do, and the Lord gave us a second house, the Exodus house. And through the years, we've now opened 4 children's homes full of loving and beautiful children that needed a new beginning, that needed food, and they needed a shelter, and they needed people that believed in them.
I think that's the most special thing for me, to see that the Lord has allowed us through that hard work to transform so many children's lives, and to see them today have gone from children to adults, and that many of them are children who love God and serve the Lord with all of their heart as they've grown up. That's what I most love about my work here at Children's Vision. I love to see children's lives transformed.
Yo llegué a Children's Vision por mi mamá, que nos rescató a mis hermanos y a mí de la calle, que éramos vulnerables. Desde los 3 años estuve aquí en la fundación. Mi proceso aquí en Children's Vision pues ha sido una bendición. Viví primero aquí en Génesis, pues era la primera casa que estaban apenas construyendo para nosotros. Fui una de las primeras niñas en llegar aquí a la fundación. El sueño que yo aprendí aquí inició gracias a mi mamá, pues por las actividades que ella hacía con nosotros en repostería, galletería, más que todo en diciembre, y que los aprovechaba con nosotros. Entonces fue algo muy bonito para mí personalmente. Gracias a mis padres y a las personas que nos colaboraron, hoy ya puedo decir que soy una pastelera ya con formación y puedo pues obviamente establecerme ya más con mi proyecto que tengo.
Bueno, mi historia de vida fue que mi madre me trajo hasta acá cuando yo tenía 9 meses aproximadamente. En Children's Vision duré toda mi vida, hasta los 17 años, 18 años que salí. Pude encontrar lo más importante, que fue un hogar. Pude encontrar una familia. Yo soy arquitecto graduado. El día que yo me gradué, yo le dije a mi madre, a mi papá, no solo es un cartón lo que yo tengo en mi mano, sino es el reflejo de muchos años de sacrificio, muchos años de trabajo. Ahora que ya desde adulto ya uno tiene responsabilidades y veo todo el trabajo, que todo lo que cuesta conseguir. Yo creo que, como ellos dicen, no es palabras, es hechos. Y creo que yo soy un hecho de Children's Vision y de lo que hace con las personas.
I love what I do with all my heart. I'd like to finish in prayer today. I pray that, you know, if you have a special calling that you're living out for the Lord right now, that everything that Jesus prayed for the disciples will be for you too. And if you have a calling that the Lord's going to give you in the weeks and months to come, then for you too. Let's just finish in prayer. Father, I praise you and I thank you today. Lord, I glorify your name. Jesus was focused on glorifying the Lord's name. Lord, help us to be focused on glorifying your name. Father, I pray that you will use us to demonstrate, to manifest your name. Father, I pray, Lord, that you will call us to be at one with you, Father, to look to you, to be guided by you, to follow you, to obey you, Lord. And Father, even though we'll go through challenges, Lord, I thank you for that joy that goes together with being at one with the Lord. I thank you for that. And Father, I pray, Lord, that you will keep our hearts close to your word. May your word be written on our hearts. Father, may that word come to our minds in different moments, Father, that you would bring a word, Lord, through the power of your Holy Spirit. Father, I pray you will help us as we demonstrate your name. I pray, Father, that you will be with us, Lord, and together with us, Father, us with you, Lord, as we live out the calling that you have on our lives. And Father, I pray you will keep us walking straight, Father, as we keep your word close to our heart. That we wouldn't be misguided by the world, but we would be focused on you and your truth. Father, I thank you for our children, and I pray all those same things for our children, Father, as they live out their life. Let it be loving you, glorifying you, honoring you, and following you. Lord, I thank you for your word today. And it's incredible to know that Jesus, you are at the Lord's right hand and interceding for us. I thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.